Jeez, fam. This is 8th Octave Radio, powered by Spotify for podcasters on all podcasting streams. This is 8th Octave in the house. We're reaching out. It's time to come back on and come back forth. We love you. Just want you to experience this time, this love, this flow, this sound worship, this sound healing, this sound medicine that I walk in and move through and flow by. Hallelujah. Give thanks for our sponsors, Flower Girl Apothecary, Repairers of the Breach, Link Survivalist. We got a lot of things going and popping off. I just wanted to lubricate this podcast today, to divine life itself, to honor our ancestors, known and unknown, peace to this universe, and divine protection to this universe and to your loved ones. There's a lot going on, but I thank you for this divine message, this divine sound, worship, this time of healing. As you come in the midst of 8th Octave, you will be blessed, you will be uplifted, you will be made whole and strong. So we thank you for listening. We thank you for coming forth. Hallelujah. And give thanks. We continue to welcome you and know that this is our universal family. Islam, namaste to each and every one of you. We thank you for 8th Octave Radio, powered by Spotify. We want y'all to keep that in your ears and your listening whenever you need to go and check out any of our podcasts. You could just tap right on in, and as you tap right on in to flowergirlapothecary.co, you'll see everything. You'll see our music, you'll see our sound pieces that we have for you, you'll see the herbs that we are dealing for the motherland, all of our divine tinctures, our divine ointments. So check us out at fgapothecary.co. Go right to the site and check us out. Love you. Check out this music. Just sit back, relax, enjoy yourselves. Hallelujah. And we're going to touch on some things today, some enlightening words. And I wanted to bring something to your attention that we want to start doing is bringing, I would call them divine hearts, divine pieces of love. And since the day is the 19th, I wanted you to check this piece out. It says, your nature can be trained to be satisfied and at peace. Therefore, while doing the best you can be, not restless, be at peace. Keep this word close. There shall no evil happen to the just. This is coming from Drops of Gold. And on this day, June 19th, once again, it says to us, your nature can be trained to be satisfied and at peace. Therefore, while doing the best you can be, not restless, be at peace. Keep this word close. There shall no evil happen to the just. Keep this in mind. I told you I had some things to tell you that we got coming up. And we got a new cleanse coming up from July 9th to the 16th. We have a great deal going on, 25% off. If you get in there now, some addition of a new cleanse for all seasons. And there's a code that you need. The code is RESTORE NOW. It's all one word, RESTORE NOW. And check us out once again. Check out FG Apothecary, which is representing flowergirlapothecary.co. Check us out. We love you. And come on with us and do this a new cleanse with us. Come on. And get your life and your mind and your thoughts straight. Hallelujah. And together, we love you. Just wanted to shout that out to you. And want you to remember that our divine mission of 8th Octave Radio is to remind us to rewind, to awaken our memory of our divine walk with the Most High, with the Creator. And to know that the Creator is not only masculine but feminine. And that divine energy is to flow through us, to bring us to a place of prevention, to keep our well-beingness intact, and to know the power of sound worship, vibrational sound, sound therapy, and all of the other healing modalities that come and that we move in and that we flow in. But we always let you know that the greatest thing for us to do in all this world is to worship and honor the Creator. The greatest joy in all the world is loving and honoring the Creator. So we give thanks. We love you. Continue to sit back, relax, and we're going to bring you into this mind state and this mindset of love and of peace. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and my sisters, we were reaching out on the last episode dealing with the kingdom of God and how important that is. And we had people talk about the kingdom of God, but there are some key component pieces to the kingdom of God. It says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. People want to know what it is. It's an understanding of true divine peace, true divine joy that this world cannot give us. And what's so funny about it and what's so key about it is within us. It would say that it's not here, not low there, not over there, not over this place, but in the midst of us. Lo, in the midst of us. Hallelujah. And so just a portion of scripture that I would love to go over real quick is Romans 14:17. If you have your Bibles, just wipe the dust off if you do, or just listen. I found out also that some things are better caught than taught. So listen, and I know you got a pen and pencil, you can write this down. Romans 14:17 says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Keep that in mind. Keep that intact. Hallelujah in your spirits. And check this out. The kingdom of God in St. Matthew 12:28, it says, but if I cast out devils, lay the spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon me. But if I cast out demons, then the spirit of God has come upon me. It says, and the kingdom of God has come unto me. But if I by the finger of God, Luke 11:20, with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come unto me. It's showing us the express power that we truthfully have when we really understand the kingdom of God. And remember, it means to be rightly positioned with God. Hallelujah. Righteousness, peace, and joy. It's a place of tranquility. It's a place of love. It's a place of joy. It's a place of sovereignty. It's a place that the Most High has given unto us. And it says, except you become as little children, this is what we stopped off with, except we become as little children, it says, we cannot even enter into the kingdom of God. And that means to learn to forgive and forget and learn to walk in divine love towards everyone, no matter what has happened, no matter what this individual has said or has done, but we are to learn to move in total love and total forgiveness. And I know that's hard for some, but as we get in with the Creator, in our times of meditation such as this, we can rule out all that negativity by being in that place of peace. And as it says, the kingdom of God suffereth violence. And I always wonder what did that mean, but the key of it here is not the word really violence. It's really representing something of advancement. And it really points out, and it says this in St. Matthew 11:12. Yahshua said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forcefully men and women are laying hold of it. Men and women of integrity, of accountability, of holiness, of righteousness lay hold to this, because this whole walk is a lifestyle change. It's a lifestyle change of honoring the Creator, of honoring creation, of honoring our brothers and our sisters and those that walk close to us and close by us. We're to always uplift one another higher than ourselves. That's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where peace truthfully dwells, where soundness truthfully dwells. And as it says, if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all things will be added. All things. What things you talking about? People, places, things? Yes, I believe that. People, places, things. Things that you've been desiring to even come upon or even come into your midst will automatically begin to come in your midst as we learn to seek first the kingdom of God. In our uprisings, in our going forth to sleep, that we will learn to keep in our mind, heart, to seek first the kingdom of God. And as I said, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of flowing. It's a way of moving. And I want you to tap into this last scripture I want to share with you. And it's in Daniel 7. Daniel, the 7th chapter, is a divine key for the kingdom and the status and power and sovereignty that we have. And check this out. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, who came with the clouds of heaven, and came the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. See, these words have been spoken thousands and thousands of years, letting us know that the kingdom of God will be possessed by the children of the Most High. And that this kingdom is a sovereign kingdom. And this word here in 25, it says, and he shall speak great words, and they shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And they would think to change the times and the seasons, and they shall be given into his hand until the time and the time and dividing of time, letting us know that the judgment, I believe, has already been set. And this is our time for us to move in dominion within the kingdom of God. So as we continue to meditate in these divine scriptures, and I guarantee you clarity is going to come step by step as we continue to venture into this and continue to delve deep into what the kingdom of God is and how without faith it's impossible to please him. And those that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And always remember this, the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Hallelujah, but in power. Yes. Peace and love, fam. I pray that you keep those words in your hearts and in your minds and let it gather strength within you. Hallelujah. And keep within your heart's mind that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And know that by the presence and power of the Most High that is within you, you can itinerantly draw upon the strength and draw upon the gifts, the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, meekness, and against such, there is no law. As we walk in the fruits of the Spirit, nothing can bind us. We will walk freely, walk in the power of the Creator, and knowing that whom the Son has set free, we are truthfully free indeed in this day and in this hour. Peace, fam. Keep in contact with us. 8 Octave. And know that this is a wonderful and powerful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall continue to rejoice in it. Continue to know that this is a powerful day. And keep in mind, my brothers and my sisters, July 9th through the 16th, our summer edition of New Cleanse for all seasons. Remember, the code is restore now. All one word, restore now. And check out Flower Girl Apothecary, fgapothecary.co. And check out all the divine products that we have. And even check out our book that we prepared called Hidden Manna. You need to check that out and download it. It's a very powerful tool to keep you reminded in all of your health aspects and to gain that strength and to learn how to keep in your mind's memory the different things that you need to itinerantly take and partake of. It's right there in this one magazine, in this one book that we prepared. It's called Hidden Manna. Don't forget, Hidden Manna, presented by Divine Institute of the Now. You can check it out on fgapothecary.co. We love you. This is 8 Octave Radio. We're going to continue to come at you. We're not stopping, but we love you. We bless you. We continue to uplift you in divine peace. And in this divine sound therapy and divine music, we love you. Peace and love. 8 Octave.